Well, I spend mine on my annual November diving trip, and I usually go somewhere warm. So that's where I go, South Pacific, anywhere where it's great to dive.
Is that's where you plan on going?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
How long have you been scuba diving?
Oh, I'm dating myself, but since 1987. Yes.
That's awesome. How much of your PFD will either cover that or how much will be left over, I guess?
I will use 100% of it because the trips aren't cheap. So it will go towards a, 7 to 10 day dive trip somewhere warm. So yeah, I'll have to kick in some of my own money.
Yeah.
But it does help. It does take a significant portion.
For my PFD this year, I got an e-bike this summer. It's the first time I got an electric bike, so I will probably get some accessories to go with that. Probably need a bike lock, but otherwise I have no real plans, but happy to have the PFD as always.
Hey guys. Yeah, pretty good. We're working for the local public radio station, just asking people how they're spending their PFDs this year.
I'm spending my PFD. This is only, I think it's like, what, $1,300? I'm probably going to spend it on sneakers. What else? I'm going on vacation, so I leave on the 6th, we get on the 5th, so I'm gonna spend it over there in another state,
Where are you going?
I'm going to Arizona. I'm probably gonna be over there, for like a week. I'm gonna be over to staying in Scottsdale, just go all over. If you guys do come downtown, make sure you guys pay them meters, all right? I don't want to give y'all tickets.
There's an app for that.
Yep, the pay by phone. If that thing expires, it gives you that notification and everything.
So you have the badge on, you have to say that, right?
Yep, always. It's just whatever people have questions,
I got some tickets.
Yeah, and if you guys do got tickets, you guys don't pay. I'm going to have to go tell you guys, all that.
Well, we don't want our PFD to get garnished.
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of people's PFD is probably going to go to us anyway,
Well, we work for the local public radio station. We're just asking people what they're spending their PFDs on this year.
Oh, court fines. No.
Yeah. Really, though?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, whatever they leave me, it'll probably go to, housing or, surviving gear. Yeah. The good old Alaskan winter,
I guess if you pay the court fines up front, they won't just, garnish it from you.
No, they won't. So, but if you don't, because there's that, the police service fee and all that other good stuff, if you mess up or go to jail, they'll get you one way or another. But other than that, yeah. So if they leave me anything, it'll go to survival gear and, some good stuff.
Well, first I'm going to go to Pete's Barbecue Shop and get me some ribs. And, couple of cases of beer, enjoy the end of summer.
Two kids. Well, I'm having a boy in January, but my daughter's 3, so she gets one as well. So hers goes to her. Like any clothing or any extra things that she might need, and then everything else into savings. So
is that kind of usually how you do it?
Yeah. That just trying to save what I can and using other things for whatever's current, whether it be something to help with rent or extra things for the house or home, all that kind of stuff. So she got the one last year that was a lot more and stuff. So that one was really nice because basically just getting her any necessities and kind of setting her up for long-term things, which was really nice to be able to do that for her, especially being a young single mom. It kind of gave me the opportunity to set her up for long-term things. So
yeah, what kind of long-term things are you talking about?
Just being able to put it into a college fund or a rainy day policy kind of thing. So if anything were to happen, making sure that she has money that will cover her for things, or say the car were to break down or something like that, especially in Alaska with car accidents and all that, cars can't be the most reliable. And so just being able to have that in case anything were to happen. So it's really nice to have.
Oh, I just moved back from New Mexico last year, so I don't qualify.
Oh no, but you used to get it?
I used to get it.
Yeah. If you were getting it, how would you spend it?
Probably buying food and saving for transportation. I live in the village, so a round trip ticket to go 400 miles is $450.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Where do you live?
I live in the village of Nolato.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can I get your name?
Mabel. Generous.
Your last name's Generous?
Generous, very generous. But I'm going to change it to stingy.
Yeah.
I'm on the spot. I haven't even thought about it. I'll probably just pay bills. Yeah. Bills, yeah. I don't know. If I want something, I usually just get it, and it'll help pay that back, I guess.
Kind of like it's already spent sort of thing?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I would imagine people don't really want to admit it, but I think we're all kind of that way. But I'm grateful to get it, so, you know, it all helps.
Hey, are you guys Alaska residents?
We are not.
No? Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad.